Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 228. Gardaglizom. This is the show recorded on the 5th of December, 2010. Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is...
Catherine. Hello. I was drinking. I thought you were going to introduce yourself, so I was like, I've got a second to have a sip of my drink.
Stop faffing about when we're trying to do the show!
Hey, you got a drink?
I drink mine discreetly.
Yeah, and I thought you were going to introduce me, so I was like, oh, cool, I can have a little drink. But you didn't, because you wanted to catch me out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming up to the holiday seasons, or whatever you want to call it. Which means... Which means, of course, there's going to be a lack of games coming out.
Good.
And that also means a lack of news generally around this time.
Good. Let's go to sleep.
We haven't got as much as we usually have. I'm sure we can still blab on for about an hour.
I wouldn't say usually. I would say the last few weeks have been quite jam-packed.
Yeah, quite heavy.
Busy. So now we have to make more jokes.
Yeah.
Now. For the news.
Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Yeah.
This is a game with Kirby in it. I take it this is some Wii game, isn't it?
Yeah, I've talked about it before. Ninja-bee-din-din.
No.
Rude. So Kirby's Epic Yarn, which is out in Japan and I believe America already...
Shut up, Tim.
Has finally got a release date over here. Which is Europe, which is February 25th next year. They originally said spring, so it's quite close to that. I mean, February is spring. Start spring. I was thinking it was not going to come out until March or April, but... Yay, February 25th. I talked about this, like, ages ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a preview up on the website if you want to read it. Mm-hmm. Of me saying about how cool it is. And I can't wait for this game.
Mm-hmm.
And now I get to buy it on February 25th.
Mm-hmm.
On.
Yeah, so what is this game? What's
Kirby's
the deal?
Kirby's Epic Yarn. It's the new Kirby game for the Nintendo Wii.
What's Kirby?
You know what Kirby is.
Is it Kerb?
No.
We're trying to hit some kids.
He's named Kirby because he's like a vacuum.
He's like a vacuum.
Like a Hoover.
Don't you mean Henry?
Like a Henry, whatever. But he's a Kirby.
Or a Dyson.
Or a Dyson. But he's not called it's not called Dyson's Epic Yarn. Or Henry's Epic Yarn.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's the new platformer Kirby game. It's got a 2D... yarn felt... creative kind of look to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Doctor Who. The jib-jab things they've been doing.
The Adventure Series.
Yeah, the last one. I believe this is the last one.
Yeah, this could be the last one in this series.
In this series. It's coming out... December sometime.
So it's weird that they call it Christmas Day.
No, okay,
it's Christmas. Yeah. You're reading. That's stating when the news went out.
Yeah, it's sounds like December. Isn't it?
Christmas Day, which isn't a Paul Day, so December 25th.
December 25th, the birthday of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
And that guy.
And that guy, that Japanese robot man.
Who else was born then?
Who cares? Jesus was born in, like, the summer anyway,
Big
wasn't
Bang
he?
Theory taught it to
no,
me.
Jesus was, surely, if they had shepherds and stuff about, that would have been, like, when they were doing the harvest and stuff. What? What are you talking about? What?
That Sheldon says she'd go on the Christmas tree. You've seen that episode.
Yeah.
Who is it? Who was born on the 25th of December?
Can you talk about Doctor Who while I find out?
Of course, as always, they're doing a Doctor Who episode on Christmas Day, and the final episode in the series of the Doctor Who Adventure Games is going to be released just after the episode is, like, shown on TV, so that's cool. And they have also said that Doctor Who Adventure Games will return in 2011, so they will be doing more of them. I imagine they've proved quite successfully... which is always a good thing. Isaac Newton. Hey, like a Pope died on Christmas.
Pope Adrian I died on Christmas Day in 795 AD.
Yeah, so if you've liked the Doctor Who Adventure Games that have come out, which are, of course, over in the UK, free, because of course you pay TV licenses. Actually, I wonder what they do then if you don't have a TV license. They can't do anything about it, can they?
You get the thing coming out.
No, but because the thing is, this isn't a TV thing.
Well, yeah, this but the thing is, website. Everyone in the UK has a TV with an aerial plugged in, so everyone pays a license.
No, I know people rock don't. He believes
and they're watching content on the BBC.
No, he doesn't watch TV.
He doesn't use the BBC website at all. It's up to him then. What is he, one of these stupid Rupert Murdoch people?
What do you mean by that?
He only supports Rupert Murdoch properties.
He doesn't watch TV.
Newspapers.
He doesn't read newspapers. I don't think. He has a Kindle.
He has a Kindle. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, so they'll be available on PC and, well, that's stupid. That press release says
PC.
That press release says PC and Mac. It'll be Windows and Mac.
It'll be on PC.
Although previously the Mac versions have come out later.
And it'll be really buggy, slow,
I imagine that'll be the same. But yeah, so if you want to check that out after you watch the episode on Christmas Day, I'm not sure who the famous person in it is this year because I haven't seen anything about it.
Cheers.
But, I'm going to have to watch that at your house.
We don't watch Doctor Who in my house, girl.
I do.
Tough.
I do.
Tough.
Great. I don't get to do what I usually do. Okay. Anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. Next thing up is a very brief announcement. On the Alan Wake Facebook, official Facebook page, they've announced that their Alan Wake store is, like, discounted and everything. So most of the stuff on there is, like, half price.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who may have looked at it before would have been like, mm-hmm. oh my god, £40 for a hoodie, that's a rip-off. Where it's now £17.50, so it's a bit more... It's a bit better. Stop mm-hmm-ing.
Mm-hmm.
The postage is a bit horrible, though. It's only cheap if you live in Finland.
Finland.
Because, of course, Remedy are in Finland, and the people they've obviously had to make the clothes are in Finland. But yeah, you should check it out. If you just go on the official Alan Wake website, which is like alanwake.com, there'll be a link to the store and you can check out the stuff. You can get pretty much all their t-shirts for, I think it's about £9 each, which is quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just a brief shout out about that. I'm going to buy some stuff on there. I just had to click buy. I'll just put too many things in my cart though.
Okay, a new sort of reward program has launched for Xbox Live people called Xbox Live Rewards.
Surprisingly.
Basically, you know, if you buy stuff on the Xbox, like you buy 3 months membership, you get 30 Microsoft points, so on and so on. If you get the family pack, you get 400 Microsoft points. If you get 12 months of Xbox Live, you get 200 Microsoft points, so on and so on. You can register that on the website.
What is that one? So if
yeah, so there's loads of different things you earn. Make a first time marketplace thing, you get 100 points. You use the Sky Player, you get 100 points.
So the one thing to note about this is it doesn't backtrack on all your previous 5 years of spending stuff that you've done.
Well, no, obviously.
And it will be from the day you register with it. So it's like rewards.xbox.com or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sign up for that, then you can do that. You can also do surveys and get Microsoft points back for that. I've done a survey, but I haven't gotten any Microsoft points in, so you're pending. So I'm a bit annoyed about that. But it's a good kind of cashback scheme that they're doing now, because you just get a little bit back for certain things,
mm-hmm.
which I think is quite good.
Deus Ex Human Revolution has had the Fancy Edition announced.
Yes, the Fancy Edition, which is also known as the Augmented Edition. So... even though they've announced this kind of collector's edition, there's no date announced with it yet.
No.
I think they should have announced a date with the collector's edition.
But, yeah, maybe.
Who knows? So the Augmented Edition will have the Explosive Missions Pack in it, which is actually a piece of pre-order DLC that you can get from everywhere.
Pew, pew.
Which has a certain array of guns.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever you pre-order it from, you'll get that. And if you buy the Augmented Edition, you'll get that as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hold your horses.
I was trying to read.
Don't you memorise all this stuff?
No, I can't memorise all that. As well as that, you get... oh, that's cheaty deal kind of bonus stuff. 10,000 credits for in-game.
Is that a lot?
I don't know, but then, as they said there, you won't have to hack ATM machines. I like hacking ATM machines.
Okay, and whatever.
Be fun.
This is now available for pre-order.
No, I haven't finished talking. Jeez, Paul, let me talk. As well as that, you get a bonus DVD, which has a making of, the soundtrack, although that's a soundtrack on a DVD, which is always annoying, and other stuff that they haven't announced yet. Then you also get a 40-page art book. I also read somewhere a digital comic and an actual comic, but that doesn't seem to say it there. So maybe that's an American version. But yeah, so that's coming out spring next year. You can pre-order it now on most websites, and it costs the same price on a lot of them. It's the same price as the normal version, so if you go on the game website, you can get it for £40, whereas if you look on somewhere like HMV, it's £60. So I recommend you checking that out if you want to get it, especially when it's the same price.
There's a bunch of games on sale on Games to Windows Marketplace, such as Viva Pinata, which you can get for 75 pence, and World of Goo, which you can get for £3.75. I suggest you buy those games. And get the gamer scores.
Well, yeah, I mean, World of
Goo's... The gamer scores.
World of Goo's usually 15 quid. I don't know how much Viva Pinata usually is as well. But considering Viva Pinata is a full game as well.
You can also obviously use your Microsoft points to get that.
Mm-hmm.
So World of Goo, what's that, 400
that Microsoft was 400 points? And Viva Pinata was 80 Microsoft points.
Yeah.
Next up, they have announced the box art for Catherine. Yay. I didn't realise, like, the little people on them until I had another look.
Oh.
So the 360 version, that, of course, Catherine is a Japanese-only game at the moment. The 360 version and the PS3 versions have different box art. What?
Do we talk about this solely for the reason that it has your name?
No, it's because I want the game.
Okay.
That's why I talk about it. So they've announced different box arts. If you have a look on the internet, you'll be able to find them. They haven't put up any pre-order bonuses yet, annoyingly, on any of the Japanese websites, but hopefully they will soon, because, of course, Atlas used to give quite cool things. So, like, with Persona 4, you got the cute little guy and an art book and similar stuff with Number 3 and so on. So I can't wait for this game. It comes out, like, February time. I will be importing it, not understanding what much of it says, and then hopefully wait for an American release, which probably won't come out.
Mm-hmm. Bit of interesting stuff. It seems that Michael Jackson, The Experience, on the Nintendo DS has some rather interesting color protection.
Yeah, I think it's quite
cool. So in your face, Adam, with your stupid R4 cartridge, if you try to download this. So apparently all the on-screen prompts are missing, and one of those Vuvuzelula things plays over the top of the music.
Yep. So you can't hear any of the...
Vuvuzelula, I don't
know. You can't hear any of the music, because it just constantly does it again and again and again and again. Although the stupid thing is because of this, that means people are actually downloading it to see this now, because they want to see it in person happen.
Oh well, whatever. This is nothing new.
I think it's nice.
If the copy protection got triggered on, say,
I know, a couple.
I don't know, Red Alert 2.
Yeah.
Your base would explode after 2 minutes.
Oh really? So, I was talking to Charlotte about this, and she said apparently in Batman Arkham Asylum on the PC, if you had a craft version, the glider wouldn't work. And then also, for Sims 2, you couldn't use the build tool. I don't know about any others. They're the only ones I know about.
But yeah, the copy protection in like Red Alert 2 was quite glitchy, and like mine would actually quite often get...
What, confused, off. Thinking it was...
Yeah, like if I had the disc in my rewriter, it didn't like that. So it would start up alright, but then all the buildings would explode up. Too many. Oh, for God's sake.
I bet that was annoying. Did you play online much?
Yeah, and then I cracked it so it didn't do it anymore.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, because it was in your rewriter, because you didn't like the drive.
Yeah, back in the olden days.
Wow.
Mr. Explosion Man.
Miz.
Mr. Explosion Man has someone else explosioning with him now. Ms. Pac-Man, who is exploding, hence the name Ms. Explosion Man. Although it should obviously be Ms. Explosion Woman. Woman.
So they're really going for the ripping Pac-Man thing, because she's got a yellow bow as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're what Twisted Pixel Games, who are, of course, creators of Explosion Man.
Yeah, Explosion Man's alright.
Comic Jumper... That's it. They just recently announced their newest game in development is Ms. Splooshin Man. They have announced that it will be available at some point.
Into the future.
In the future. But they're not sure when. But yeah, so they're just working on that at the moment, which is quite cute, because it looks quite cute. A lot of people hope it will fix any issues they didn't like in the first game. I thought the first one was alright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first one wasn't bad. It's quite funny in some places as well.
Yeah, and like that weird donut song. Yeah. Was it a weird donut song with the fat guys?
Whatever it was. Valve is starting up a Team Fortress 2 beta for all Team Fortress 2 people.
Yeah.
So if you want to try some new maps, some new weapon changes, blah, 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 you can opt into the beta for that.
As long as you have a full copy of the game already.
Doesn't everyone have about 50 copies of TF2 nowadays?
Well, I'm sure everyone must own the orange box that's on Steam. Or at least TF2 and Half-Life 2. They should give out stats of how many of the Steam users have Half-Life 2. Which I can't believe that when Charlotte saw it yesterday, that it's £7.
That was Half-Life 1 though, wasn't it?
That's what she was saying, it was Half-Life 2. Yeah, because she said it came out in 98.
Yes, Half-Life 1.
That's what she was talking about, Half-Life 2.
When if it came out in 98, it's Half-Life 1.
When Half-Life 2? 2002?
2004,
5. Oh, wow. I'm well off in my dates.
You are. It's a good job we didn't do name that date.
That'd be well awesome. No, it wouldn't. So, the...
What's this about Game Dev Story?
So, they've... The developers of Game Dev Story, who...
Where's the PC version in English?
Have you seen that? They originally made the Japanese version in the 1990s.
Really? I thought the DOS look to it was...
was stylized.
Mm-hmm.
So they've announced they're making a sequel called Game Dev Story 2, although from the sounds of it, they want to be developing it for iPhone. Well, no, it's for iOS.
So. Let me carry on. We've got our Facebook version, Game Studio Story.
So if anyone doesn't have an iPhone or doesn't want an iPhone or any kind of iOS stuff, you can play a very, very similar game. It doesn't look as good, though, because it looks all Facebook-y, as you said.
I mean, it's a new Flash game, so it's got, you know... It's obviously sort of modern styling. So what we thought was one of the cool things was... I mean, obviously, this game is DOS.
Yeah.
And it looked, you know...
But it looks quite nice for... how it looked, whereas Game Studio Story looks a bit Facebooky, but is still pretty similar, except it comes up every second saying, do you want to share this with your friends?
Does it really do it every second?
Every time you do something, pretty much.
Really? Well, isn't that like a deal breaker then? I don't want it hassling me all the time. Sod off.
All games do it on Facebook.
I don't play Facebook. It's not a first-person shooter. It's a social network.
Next thing up, I've pasted a load of stuff into it, but there's no point in me pasting that in, so don't scroll all the way down because there's like too much stuff. We'll only scroll down when we go to the next item on the show. So Subversion is the new Introversion Games game.
Oh yeah,
Charlotte mentioned this last night.
People who did Darwinia.
That's right.
The thing with the funny yellow man. What
was Uplink and what was the one you liked? Defcon. It was Defcon, right?
Don't say it like it's something bad.
I was just making sure I got the name right. It was Defcon, though, right?
Defcon.
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 And then multi-winner, of course.
Yeah.
And of
so
course,
why are we not playing Defcon? We should be playing it right now.
Oh, wow, you got it on your little favourite thingies.
It's my third, like, top game on Steam at the moment. In your face, Team Fortress 2.
And Civ 4, because, of course, you're playing Civ 5. Hmm. So, yeah, this is the new title from Introversion, who, of course, are an indie studio in Cambridge.
Uh-oh. I've just accidentally opened Defcon.
Accidentally? That's quite weird.
The only trouble is, it's an OpenGL game. Boo! Sorry, we're just switching the computer play now. Actually, no, we want the music in the background.
Their new game's going to be quite different. In the case of, it's not like a strategy game. Well, it's strategy, but not the same kind of strategy as they've done before. So Subversion is kind of like a bank robbery game where you're doing the planning stages of breaking into a place. It's apparently actually been in development since 2006. and it was going to be their second game released after Uplink, which was their hacking game. But it kind of got put on hold and was being worked on in the background and stuff. And actually, if you go on the Introversion blog, they have a dev diary for Subversion, which has got 20 parts to it at the moment. It was last updated on August 3rd. And it's quite nice because you can see them talk about the development process and as well as that show images and videos of what it's looking like and such. So if I may, so if you scroll down. And so like you look at pretty much the blueprints and wireframe of a place. And then you have to figure out how to break it, I suppose.
I see. So that's...
It's using their procedurally generated environments as well, I believe. So I suppose every time you'll be breaking into somewhere, it'll be different.
Oh no, DEFCON 1. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god.
Multiple launches detected. I like their version of the world map.
Oh my god. No, Manchester's been hit. 2.6 million dead.
CPU player 0 isn't doing very good, are they?
No, they've been hit quite badly.
CPU but player 1 is doing good.
All their nukes are currently in transit, so...
Oh, yeah, so they might actually do really good. Oop, they're starting to explode. Are they going to get points? No, it doesn't seem like it. Player 2 is winning now. Should I talk about the next thing while you have a move about on there? So, Subversion, looking cool. If you want to check out about it, go on introversion.co.uk and you can find out about
it. And then
all
play DEFCON!
Yeah, and you can play any of your other games. And you can buy, like there's a collection of Darwin.
Because we approve of nuclear warfare.
We approve of Introversion.
Yeah, do you actually have DEFCON?
Maybe.
If not, get a demo and I'll play you later. Just like after we finish playing Halo Reach, Halo 3, and so on.
Mm.
And Gears of War.
Next up, Binary Domain. Or Binary... How do you say it?
Binary Domain.
Binary or Binary?
Binary.
Binary.
I don't emphasise bin or binary. Harry. Because I don't think the bin man Harry appreciates it.
Okay. So... The producer of the Yakuza franchise has now moved on to a different game called Binary Domain, which is kind of like a war-torn urban Japan, robots taking over, sci-fi in the future.
How did a robot take over?
All in Japan.
The Honda Man robot would just fall over and can't get back up.
They're quite good robots. Like
Honda Man robot, yeah, it can
not
walk.
Not Honda Man robot.
It can't walk downstairs very well, can it?
So, unlike the Yakuza games, this is going to apparently be multi-platform. So it will be on the PS3 and the 360.
Oh, really?
And the reason apparently they want to be multi-platform is they hope
because
to appeal.
Because they ran out of money.
Well, no, they want to appeal apparently to international players. International meaning Xbox 360. But the game's set in 2080, and apparently has high-level enemy AI. But the only video as of yet that's been shown is a pre-rendered thing.
Look, Red Alert 1 was supposedly having brilliant AI. It's what everyone says all the time, yeah. And it's always rubbish.
There's been no word on the release. It's going to be online, and more details will come shortly.
Ubisoft are apparently working on another Splinetra Cell game.
Yeah, it's officially confirmed now that they're working on a sixth one.
Is that woman?
Jade Raymond.
Yeah, she's working on it, is she?
So Jay Roman, who was the producer on Assassin's Creed stuff, has now jumped on Splinter Cell. Splinetra Cell, and she's doing it at their Toronto studio, so that's the new one they opened, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They've got about 83 people working on it. And, yeah, so I noticed a lot of comments when I was looking up on this on the internet, because a few places had put it up after MCV had quoted this, saying that she was working on it, and that they were working on number 6. That lots of people were complaining because Conviction never came out on PS3, apparently.
No, boohoo.
So everyone's hoping this will come out on 360 as well. But I not 360, PS3 as well. Either way, I'll just play it on 360.
We don't play PS3. It's a bit rubbish.
Yeah.
You've got this here, but it's not here.
Oh, is it not? Can you add it on there, please? So this was just a brief announcement to any Silent Hill fans out there. Well, I know Sean's one, isn't he? Sean likes Silent Hill, doesn't he?
Sean the Shane. So
if anyone is a fan of Silent Hill 2 or Silent Hill 3, I think that one looks really cool. Konami style, their figures. So they're Konami style, who did used to have a store over here, but it was kind of not very good. Whereas in Japan, it's an amazing store because they have so much stuff. So if you want a Pyramid Head or a Valtiel, I never played Silent Hill 3, so I'm not sure on the boss. Pop on to it's tokyohunter.blogspot.com, and there's a guy there who lives in Japan and will buy them for you, and then you can get them yourself. I was tempted to buy one for a present for Charlotte, but that is about £300.
And where is it going to go?
Well, I'm not buying one.
Good.
It's only 32 centimetres as well.
Oh, yeah.
But so if you want a 32 centimetre, extremely detailed...
It's bad enough
you've
got that stupid woman in there with the sword.
Pyramid head. You can get one for about £300. They're extremely limited. And then, as well, you can get a Valtiel, who's 30 centimetres long. He looks totally flipping awesome. And he's about £280-odd or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy will import it for you and get it to you. And all that money is included in that. So if you go on that website and check it out, because they do look totally awesome.
Okay.
I'd buy that figure if I could afford it.
What a total advertisement there. And how much are we getting paid for that?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Because
oh my
I'm
God.
Advertising cool figures.
This is not a giant advertisement
cool
thing
figures.
For your cool mumbo jumbo.
I'd totally buy them.
You know, let's talk about some games, eh? Like Doom 2.
Silent Hill's game.
Silent Hill's not a game, it's a film.
Silent Hill's a game.
Oh wait, Doom's a film as well now.
Yeah.
No.
Next
Fine.
Thing you know,
Quake.
They're going to make a Quake film.
No, they're not.
How do you know that?
Because that would be impolite.
Impolite.
After I just sucked up to Tim Willits. Hey, Tim Willits, how are you going? Stop wasting time on Rage and get Doom 4 out, you noob. Stop being a noobie now.
People are working on it.
I don't get move on.
Why are they working on Rage at the moment?
Rage. Silly name. Silly game.
I'll be buying it.
Well, yeah, no doubt everyone will be buying it. But Doom 4. Doom. We need a Doom game. Just re-release Doom 3 with better graphics. That's all you have to do.
That'll make Paul happy, won't it?
Yeah, in fact, I might play through Doom 3 again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just setting up for widescreens of pain in the backside. Timberlitz! Sort it out.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Okay, we've got a couple of letters this week. First up, we've got a letter from Charlotte. She says... Hi guys. What?
Properly.
Hi guys. Managed to squeeze the show in this week. Nice and short as usual. What should we manage to squeeze it in? Our show should be the thing you look forward to every week. Anyway, she says you should pop a link for the stalker clothes you mentioned in last week's episode in the post so people can find them.
Well, I mentioned on their Facebook, didn't I?
I'm not doing Facebook? That. If you want to leave a comment on there saying what the website is, go for it. She said, I liked your review on Epic Mickey. You make it sound so sinister. Does sound bloody violent at the start, though. Love the show, Charlotte.
How British.
That's a good show, episode, letter, whatever it's called. Letter, isn't it? Yes. So she didn't really say anything other than we should advertise for some stalker clothes. And then she tries to make us feel bad by saying a good thing about the show. Okay, we've also got a letter from some guy called Saladin. I assume he's busy leading the armies against us friendly crusader type people. Or maybe this is just an imposter. Like the...
Oh, really?
what's his name? The guy.
What guy?
The guy. The Al-Qaeda or Taliban guy who pretended to be someone senior up in it when really he wasn't. He was just some shop owner.
What, from what you saw yesterday?
Whatever it was. I don't remember the details. Anyway.
I don't remember.
He says, hey guys, great show, but you were late this week. Right, first, the official date GamerCast is released is a Monday. You know, the only reason some of them come out on Sunday is because we're good and we get them out early. How dare you make us wait an extra day for it? Ha ha! Just kidding. I have a question for Paul. I notice that you seem to be a somewhat leftish in your rantings. I'm actually right-handed, but if you think I'm left-handed, you're more than welcome to think that. But at the same time, you're an avid Microsoft fan. I almost said fanboy. Isn't Microsoft the
apotheosis of Western capitalism?
He's having a go at me.
Sorry, I'm not having a go at you. My mate wanted me to ask.
He's having a go at me.
He turned down an engineering job at Microsoft solely because he didn't believe in what they stand for. Whatever that means, yeah, I think he's crazy.
He's having a go at me.
He's saying he's confused because you're leftish.
I'm upset.
You're to the left, but you like
Microsoft.
I'm
right-handed, all right? This hand,
you know what he means,
is my look. My mouse hand is my right hand.
You know what he means. What do you have to say about that?
I don't really see the issue with this, to be honest. As a leftish person, we take over whatever companies we want, which in general is all of them. Yeah. So, why do I prefer Microsoft products over someone else's products? Because they're actually better. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, to be honest. I mean, there's a couple of things he could be doing. He could be going like, oh, I prefer Microsoft over Apple. Well, I can make an argument saying Apple is a really, really right-wing company. Like, because actually companies have lists of the donations they make to political parties.
Yeah.
Apple undoubtedly support the Republicans more than they do the Democrats. Microsoft, like practically every other tech company sort of leans more to the Democrats. It's just, I think it was Apple and maybe Adobe, or was it maybe IBM? I don't know, which are more Republican. So, you know, you can make that argument. But I think what he's probably getting at is, as a socialist, why don't I support open source software and GPL software over Microsoft products? Simple reason is, the Microsoft products are far better, and when the revolution comes anyway, Windows will be open source and public property anyway. So, you know, I don't particularly see the point of copying Windows with an open source version when the revolution comes and it's just taken over anyway.
I'm going to like it when this revolution comes. You're going to fix all the problems I have.
You know, it's like
you're always
Tetris,
like,
man.
When the revolution comes, it'll be fixed.
Yeah, so I don't really, you know, when the world revolution comes, gee, are we going to throw away Windows, a product which works really, really well, and then are we going to spend a few years developing Linux up to a somewhat workable state? Not really. But even if you look at it that way, Linux isn't done by a bunch of hippies. It's done by companies like Red Hat. Red Hat aren't a bunch of charity people. They're making money out of it, selling support for it. You know, so everyone's making money out of it, no matter what company you go for. The fact is, mate turns down an engineering job probably is because he doesn't like the weather in Seattle over, you know, some political reason, to be honest. Yeah, so hopefully that answers that. I am still recovering after being
Why would someone not take up a job because of what they stand for?
Well, it depends. If they were on the Windows Live team, I can understand it that way as well. Don't get me started about the Windows Live team.
Surely, if you...
I mean, they kick up the back. Don't get me started about the Windows Home Server team either.
Surely, if you...
Taking
if you
DE
don't have
out
a
of
job,
home, what's the point?
Don't you kind of need to grab
whatever
maybe
he
job
already had
comes
a job.
At you? Maybe.
Maybe he's an Apple fanboy, and it was like, he was offered a job at Microsoft. He's like, no! Like Darth Vader. No! Yeah, so anyway, I'm somewhat insulted by that email.
Yeah, oh, thank you for your email, Sardine.
Questioning my integrity as a human being.
Your integrity.
And that's rich coming from some guy called Saladin. Oh yeah, Mr. Nice war leader man who has this propaganda department making him seem like he's all nice when the Crusaders are bad. Sorry, the Crusaders are perfectly legitimate
what?
In killing people in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I was going to say, what's up with you and the Crusaders today? Because...
You started it with all your Christmas rubbish. We have to worship this Christ dude and his genocidal campaign against all who stand against him. It's Jesus, you don't stand against him, dude. P.S. I am an atheist. Before I get letters saying, well, some shows you seem to be like anti-religious and then in this one you're like pro-Jesus. Which is it? Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, that's a fun letter.
Thank you for your letter.
It's a bit more thought-provoking than Charlotte's letters.
Don't be mean to Charlotte's letters.
No offence to Charlotte.
I should get to sneak in the what you've been playing again.
What? I've been playing Civ 5 lately. Why?
No, because she hasn't asked.
And I've been researching my order social policies lately because I've maxed out all my freedom ones. I'll have you know.
You've also been playing WoW, haven't you, Paul?
Not a lot. I've not played WoW in 4 days.
Okay.
Well, I might have logged in, but I've not actually done anything since the first, when I killed the dude for the weekly thing.
Mm.
So yeah, that's letters this week. If you have a letter, you can, of course, email it in to feedback@gamercast.net. And I might read it out on the show if you don't offend me halfway through the letter.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, dude.
Oh, should I own naming that game again?
Dude.
So, last week you would have heard. Which, of course, was, as Paul correctly said last week, Dead Rising. And as he also specified, the psychos on the car, buggy thingamajiggy, in the outsideness of the mall.
It's because I am to win, yo. You can't beat me at my own game, yo.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would also like to say GZ to Charlotte, who guessed it this week as Dead Rising. Did anyone else guess it?
No.
No? But yeah, so that's cool.
Wait, Sean. What did Sean say? I don't know. Sean didn't say. I don't know.
But it's a well cool song and it always makes me want to play Dead Rising and then I remember how hard it is. Mm. So this week I had done it again and hopefully Paul will not know what it is. If he does, I'll just scream or something. But would you like to play the sound file?
Can I just say, is it a game I've played?
No. I don't think you've played it.
Don't.
Unless you have, but I wouldn't think you would have. Okay, so
this is where you would typically say, any guesses?
Any guesses?
Phantasy Star Online. So I recognise the little doo-doo-doo bit.
This is where you play Phantasy Star.
I haven't, but it doesn't mean I don't appreciate these things.
What the hell?
Wait, did you just admit I'm right? Where's the screaming? You can't beat me at my own game, lady.
I'm well freaked out right now. So if you think you know what it is, send your guesses in. feedback@gamecast.net. And we'll give GZ to anyone who gets it right.
Can I have the GZ for last week?
I've already given you GZ for last week.
Can I have more GZ?
No.
New releases this week.
Couple of games coming out this week. First up, we've got Golden Sun, Dark Dawn.
What? Can I have my show notes up?
Oh, show notes.
So, Golden Dawn is, of course, Golden Sun, Dark Dawn is, of course, the next Golden Sun title on the Nintendo platform. Of course, Golden Sun 1 and 2 came out back on the Game Boy Advance. And this is the first one to grace the DS. It takes place 30 years after the first two games, from where they left off, and is a Japanese role-playing game with pretty 2D graphics and sprites and stuff.
Great, sprites.
A lot of people have been waiting for this a long time.
2D. Yeah, what else is out?
Venetica. We previously mentioned this. It came out on 360 and PC a while back, and it's now out on PS3. Because it got a bit delayed, which is a role-playing game made by Germans.
Right, what's this next game?
House.
Hus.
So, the House game, which is based off the TV series, is for the DS. Only on the DS, though. And it's just puzzles and mini-games, really.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, there's not really much coming out this week. Aside from World of Warcraft, Cataclysm! Which is also coming out on Tuesday. It is a worldwide release on PC. And you do need Wrath of the Lich King to play it. and you also need the Burning Crusade for Wrath of the Lich King. And for both of those, you also need World of Warcraft. You also need your World of Warcraft time cards as well, in order to play the game. What were we saying about World of Warcraft?
Or you'll be able to play as a Worgen, and what else is it?
Right, for a start, you don't pronounce it Worgen. You pronounce it Stupid Race, which should not be in the
I
game.
I think they're well cute.
Alliance Race? No thanks.
Are they Alliance?
Yeah. It's an Alliance Race.
Worgen and what else?
Goblin, which is now goblin. A Horde Race. WTF, Blizzard.
So does that mean every Goblin in the game will be bad to Alliance?
No.
Or will just you still just have...
Playable, because obviously there's going to be a Goblin faction which is allied with the Horde. As opposed to every, because obviously
every
there's no
goblin.
You know, Goblin Land isn't a country. It's a bunch of these weird little gremlin type guys who like and whatever. I can't remember. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, Yeah, right, cool. Yeah, so the Worgen are an Alliance race.
I thought they were a Horde.
Did you think goblins were Alliance?
I didn't know what the other one was.
You did?
I'd forgotten what the other one was. And the thing is, you look at a Worgen,
what's up?
And I just think a Worgen's a Horde, because they're dark.
Yeah, because they look ugly.
Oh, they're doggies.
Yeah, so the Worgens have aligned with the Alliance. So basically what spurred these changes on was the dude called Deathwing who got angry and you went mental and like smashed a load of stuff up. And so obviously there's now a Goblin faction who are really scared and they joined a Horde for protection, just like the Worgens have decided to open negotiations for formal diplomatic relations within the Alliance. Unfortunately, the Night Elves, as per usual, get put on the sidelines, and their opinions about how every other race in Azeroth should be wiped out weren't listened to. Because we know Night Elves are fucking racist. Especially towards fucking gnomes! Fucking gnomes!
Of course, the level cap is raised to...
85. And don't get me started about those flipping dwarves. Give me a few on the ground, shut up!
What else have they changed? They changed this.
Well, they changed the world. You've
have
got
they changed
all
the talent system or the skill system, whatever.
Well, the talent system slowly be mutating over a while, anyway. So there's no specific cataclysm changes really with this.
Okay.
That weren't introduced slowly in previous patches.
Okay.
Because it really started off when they introduced dual specking, and then you know they've been faffing around with the game like all the time anyway. Like removing flipping mana for hunters and having focus. WTF. I have to constantly flip and mash steady shot now to keep my focus up. It's a pain in the backside. I feel like I'm playing a flipping rogue. Or a flipping warrior. Two newbie classes. Which are noobs. Yes, anyway.
This is out Tuesday as well, don't forget.
I have said that.
Have you?
Yes, I have, thank you very much.
Okay.
So yeah, anyway. A lot of the old areas have changed, they've got new quests, blah blah blah. So even if you start a new characters off, you're going to have new content in there for them anyway, because Blizzard wanted to change the world for the people who keep making new characters over and over and over and over again.
Where are the Worgens starting?
The Worgens start off in Worgenland.
They've got a specific place.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find where it is for you. Because there's a bunch of new islands they've introduced, and you know the Maelstrom, that's now like a playable area.
What about goblins?
Where Mount Hyjal has also started up. I'm not sure where the goblins start, actually. It wouldn't surprise me if it was down south in... Thingamajig.
Goblin territory.
Well, the internet doesn't seem to have a handy map where I can quickly show you where they start off.
There goes Star Zone maps.
Yeah, but there's no actual map.
Oh.
So, yeah. Goblins are on an island. I think that's off the coast of...
That's his net. Oh.
Off the coast of, what's it called? That place down south.
Stranglethorn?
Yeah, I think that's down there. And then the Worgens are up.
Is that near Elfland?
No, that's still on the whatever its continents. I can't remember what it's called. Well. Eastern Kingdoms. Yeah, I don't know, to be honest, because I've not been there since. I haven't been there, and I don't care to go
so
there.
So, can you get to those places yet?
I don't know. I haven't tried.
Okay. But yeah, so at Tuesday,
I would suspect not, because they didn't unlock Draenei Island or anything like that.
Oh, already. Yeah, until it came out.
Yeah. Because you needed a license to go there, else it would just teleport you out. And that's what we tried to get to Mount Hyjal, and that was just teleporting us out. So probably just teleport you out.
There will be various midnight launches everywhere. In the UK, there's the flagship midnight launch in the game, I think, on Oxford Street. And there's various midnight launches across the country as well.
Aldershot's doing a midnight launch.
Yeah, they'll probably be doing some flagship ones in probably France as well.
El France.
And a few other places in Europe. And yeah. How much do you reckon it's going to retail for? 25 quid? It's going to be more.
I suspect 25 quid retail. Mm. Collectors.
Is 70 quid retail.
Is 70 quid.
Mm. It's sold out in a lot of places. You might still be able to get it on Shop too if you want it.
Yep, Collector's One obviously has a lot of the usual Blizzard jib jab, yeah, soundtrack.
Soundtrack, art book.
Big ass book.
Mouse map.
In game pet. What StarCraft 2 stuff does it have?
I don't know. It's also then got a cinematic DVD, like they always do, or slash making of,
mm-hmm.
and a deck of cards.
A
pack of cards from the trading card game.
Okay, cool.
That's what's got in it.
Well, yes, I will be playing that on actually, when's your copy going to turn up? And where's it being posted
sent
to?
And get it to work.
Going to work, so I have to wait all day to play it.
Well, you're working like all next week, aren't you?
Yeah, but I want it now.
Well, it's a good thing I'm having it set to work, so at least it will get picked up.
I suppose. So yeah, that's the releases for this week.
Uh-huh. And that's pretty much for the end of the show, because we're not going to do any reviews or previews this week. Oh, or should I do a preview?
Nah. It's not on the show notes now, it's too late.
Okay.
What did you want to do?
Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
I'll do that next week.
Okay. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yep, see you guys next week.
Send us letters, feedback, gamercast.net, Facebook, Twitter, Steam.
You're too quiet.
Zune, RSS, everything. I'm just trying to list things. Have I left something out? Forums, portalforums.net. Yeah. If you want to send us a letter, just don't forget to send it in time for next week's show. And we'll catch you then. Bye.